No Commitments by Simon Brett, with Rosemary Leach, Celia Imrie, and Angela Thorne. Episode 1. Make My Day.
Okay, Anna, is that the final invitation list?
Yes, I think that's everyone.
We can add some other names if we think of them in the next couple of weeks. Mm. The gallery's not too worried about numbers. Only you always get a lot of gatecrashers and freeloaders at a private view, anyway.
There are some quite famous names here, Stuart. Are they likely to come?
Oh, the ones who are interested in art will. Whether the rent-a-crowd team of minor league pop stars, footballers and anorexic models will put in an appearance, I neither know nor care.
Still, I suppose it's all publicity.
Oh, sure. And if the presence of a television weather girl means that I sell one more painting, you won't hear me complaining.
No.
What's the matter? Anna, there are going to be so many people at this private view, you won't even be aware that your sisters are there. They'll just melt into the background.
But I've never known two people who melt into the background more obtrusively than Victoria and Charlotte. Oh, I wish we didn't have to invite them.
Well, we said we would.
Yes. Oh. We should never have told them it was happening. The private view is your big day, and I don't want anyone to spoil it for you.
I won't let anyone spoil it for me, least of all your two sisters. I mean, after all, Anna, what harm can they do?
I don't even want to start thinking about that. I just know the only way I can possibly enjoy the evening is by knowing that neither of my sisters is anywhere near the Delaunay Gallery.
Oh, come on. You worry about them far too much.
No.
Nobody will notice whether they're there or not. They're well-brought-up, middle-class ladies. Anyway, hardly likely to start throwing ugly scenes, are they?
Nobody else will notice anything, but I'll be constantly aware of the tension. It's like when the elastic in your tights goes.
Is it? I thought that was lack of tension. But since I've never had the experience, you'd better explain it to me.
Well, no one can see you've got a problem, but you yourself can feel your tights slowly creeping down your thighs, and you can't think about anything else. And you know at some point you're going to have to do something about it, or there'll be a total disaster.
And that's how you feel at social occasions when Victoria and Charlotte are present, in imminent danger that your tights are about to fall down?
Yes, Stuart. That's exactly how I feel.
I got the invitation. I don't know whether I'm going to go or not.
Oh, come on, we must. We must support Anna. She'd be heartbroken if we weren't there.
I don't know. I'm sure it won't be much of a party. All Stuart's art class friends talking about the cottage they painted last weekend and the sheep they're going to be painting next weekend. Ooh, doesn't sound really my scene.
That's not the issue here, Charlotte. For one thing, they won't be all amateurs. The Delaunay Gallery is an upmarket place. Stuart's taken very seriously as an artist. And what's more to the point is, whether the occasion appeals to us or not, we should be there.
Three-line whip, all shoulders to the wheel, family solidarity.
Exactly. Roger's agreed to come, and Roger's views on art are... Well, whenever I buy a painting for here, he says I still can't see what's wrong with the wallpaper. So it's going to be a grisly occasion for him.
I'm sure he'll manage as he manages most grisly occasions.
How?
By getting drunk.
Are you suggesting my husband is an alcoholic?
No, I'm just suggesting he drinks too much.
Oh, well, that's all right. The point is, Charlotte, that we can't abandon Anna on her big day. She'll be so upset if we're not at the private view that she won't be able to enjoy a minute of it.
I suppose you're right. Duty must be done. Add a little glamour to a drab occasion.
I'm sure we will.
I wasn't thinking of you, Vicky.
I hope you didn't mind my,
No. No, it's fine. I was in London anyway, supervising the hanging.
Oh. I didn't realise.
No, Roger, it's all right. Hanging of the pictures. They haven't reintroduced the death penalty.
Ah, ha, ha. Right. More's the pity, eh?
What?
Look, I'll tell you what this is all about, and I thought meeting in my club was probably the way to do it.
Fine. As I say, I was virtually passing.
Because it is really a man thing.
Oh?
And not something we want to get the women folk involved in.
Ah.
They get funny ideas about that kind of thing. You see, Victoria and I have had this invitation to your private view.
I know you have. Anna and I send them out.
Right. And I guess we were invited because you and Anna are, you and Anna are in a, as it were, you and Anna are,
lovers.
Well, yes. if you could actually keep your voice down when using words like that. The thing is, you know, this is my club, and some of the older members are a bit sort of hidebound about
it. Oh, yes, of course.
I mean, the younger members are obviously more broad-minded, but...
Children of the 60s.
Yes, I suppose so. Anyway, as I say, I invited you here on, as it were, neutral ground, because what I have to ask you is a bit personal.
Really?
Hmm.
Wonder what it could be. Ah, are my intentions towards your sister-in-law honourable?
Sorry?
Well, I thought that was what you were going to ask me, since Anna and I are lovers.
Yes.
Are my intentions honourable, or am I another love rat who's going to toy with her emotions and leave her in the lurch at the first opportunity?
Why? You don't want to, do you?
No, of course I don't.
Oh.
Anna is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. We adore each other. And hope to spend the rest of our lives in each other's company.
Ah. Well, good. Isn't that nice? I mean, particularly for Anna.
Well, it's very nice for me, too.
Yes, yes, but Anna, for her to have someone in love with her, well, it's a bit of a surprise, really.
Why?
I mean, I suppose, you know, she's never been kind of... I mean, of the three sisters, she's never been the traditionally pretty one. Victoria's got classic features, and Charlotte's got a kind of superficial, obvious sexiness and glamour, but Anna...
I think Anna is the most beautiful woman I have ever met.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, isn't that great, you know, that there's someone for everyone in this world? When God doled out his gifts...
What was it you actually wanted to ask me, Roger?
Ah, yes, right, OK. As I said about this private view...
Yes.
..which, incidentally, Victoria and I are delighted to be attending.
Good.
Well, I say that, but in fact Victoria's looking forward to it a lot more than I am. She's into art and all that stuff, whereas I... Well, I'm afraid, like some people have tin ears when it comes to music, I have tin eyes when it comes to the visual arts. Is it possible for someone to have tin eyes?
Well, I think it's perfectly possible for you to.
Don't worry, though. I'll be there. Put on a brave front.
Grin and bear it.
Exactly. Mm. But as you've probably gathered, I'm not one of your regular private view crowd.
I did piece that together.
And what I want to ask you is, what should I wear?
I beg your pardon?
Clothes. You know, don't want to look out of place with the artist set. What level of smart? I mean, obviously I've got suits, you know, that I wear to work, but would that be too formal? Should I have an open neck and borrow one of Victoria's chiffon scarves, something like that? Well, then again, I do have quite a wide range of casual stuff. There's my Nick Faldo leisure wear, which looks great on the golf course, but might not...
So what did you tell him to wear?
Bermuda shorts, Hawaiian shirt and a garland flower.
You
didn't. Oh, boss, I didn't. I tell him it couldn't matter less what a man wears to a private view. Nothing would look out of place.
Oh, so he's going to wear nothing.
Though, actually, I wouldn't mind having a look at Roger naked.
What?
I'd love to see how his stomach actually hangs.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't tell him that, though.
Mm.
Well, you know, and I know that you mean you'd like to see him naked so you could paint him as part of your sequence of nudes.
What?
But I'm not sure that would be Roger's first thought.
Oh?
He did go to an English public school.
Hmm? Ah, right, man. Hmm.
Is there anyone on the guest list for Thursday you really care about? You know, who you'll be disappointed if they don't turn up.
Well, Rupert Chadwick, I suppose.
The critic?
Mm. I mean, he's a terrible poseur, but he is important. If he gives the show a good review, it wouldn't hurt.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'll stand close to him and say very loudly how brilliant you are.
Thanks.
How will I recognise him?
No problem. He has a trademark. Always wears a purple suit.
Maybe that's what you should have recommended to Roger.
Yes, in a laugh. So, as I say, what a man wears to a private view couldn't matter less. It's the women who have to look glamorous. Have you decided what you're going to wear yet, Anna?
No. You know my wardrobe as well as I do. It'll be something sober and tasteful. Now, don't worry, I won't upstage you.
Oh, that's the last thing I'm worried about.
It's your day, after all.
It's your day, too. I want to show you off. I want you to look sensationally glamorous.
Well, I'm not sure that glamour's my thing. I think Charlotte appropriated the entire family supply of glamour.
No, she didn't. She appropriated the entire family supply of tartiness.
Ooh, you bitch!
I want you to look flamboyantly wonderful at my private view.
Well, I'll do my best. Maybe get some flamboyant accessories.
Borrow one of Victoria's chiffon scarves, something like that.
Well, whatever you wear, you look stunning to me.
Thank you.
I'd rather see you naked than Roger any day.
Then he'd be hugely relieved to know that.
In fact, I wouldn't half mind seeing you naked right now.
I think that could be arranged.
Well, I brought both with me, Charlotte, but I'm still not sure which one to wear.
Wear the blue. Makes much less of a statement.
Yes, but the statement it does make is the person wearing this dress is totally invisible.
And that's exactly the statement it should be making. Today's Anna's day. We mustn't do anything to upstage her.
Well, it's Stuart's day, really, isn't it?
Obviously, but it's Anna's too. And a very rare one for her. I mean, when was Anna last seen in public on the arm of a man?
True. So, you reckon the blue?
Has to be. At this private view, you and I must just melt into the background.
Well, my blue will certainly make me do that.
It's a little harder for me, obviously, but I'm sure I've got something suitably dull somewhere in my wardrobe.
I do really like the burgundy silk suit better.
Yes, it's a lot nicer. But you must still wear the blue.
Oh.
It's the bridesmaid principle.
What do you mean?
An unattractive bride can always control her wedding photographs by what she makes her bridesmaids wear. That's why at most weddings the bridesmaids are dressed like lampshades.
Ah. But Anna's not unattractive.
No, I'm not saying she is. She's just got less obvious things going for her than I have. And even than you have.
Thank you. Roger's going straight to the gallery from work.
Via the pub, I imagine.
Oh, I don't think... Well, though he did actually say he had to meet some German clients.
Herr Heineken and Herr Grosch, no doubt.
Well, he does have to do a certain amount of social drinking.
Yes, I've seen him doing it. Hard to miss.
Well, we'd better get changed, haven't we?
Are you all right in here if I use my bedroom?
Yes, fine, and I'll do my makeup in the bathroom.
Not too much makeup, though.
Oh, mustn't upstage Anna, all right.
Now, let's see if my wardrobe contains anything drab enough to match Stuart's dreary friends.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to be that dreary. Anna gave me a copy of the guest list. There are some quite famous names on it.
Are there? Where is it?
In my handbag. Look, even I've heard.
Let me see. Good heavens. If only half of these actually turn... I wonder if Hello Magazine's been invited.
But, Charlotte...
Not now, Vicky. Mustache. I've hardly left myself enough time to get changed.
Yes, but are you still sure I should wear the blue?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, I think it's a really dirty trick for you to wear your Nicole Fahey outfit.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't have any boring clothes. And I thought I should make an effort for Anna.
But you took so long getting dressed that there wasn't time for me to change out of my blue.
No. Well, there you go.
Ah, hello. Do you think you could get me a drink?
I beg your pardon.
Aren't you a waiter?
No, I certainly am not.
Sorry, I thought the purple uniform, you must be part of the catering staff.
Well, you were wrong.
Thank you. I'll have a glass of that. Thank you. I suppose he does look more like a waiter, black trousers, white shirt, dicky bow. That's good. So, if you're not a waiter, why are you wearing a purple suit? Is it for a bet?
No, it certainly isn't.
Well, don't worry. You don't look any older than any of the other people here. Art really seems to bring the weirdos out of the woodwork, doesn't it? I bet most of this lot are lefties and shirtlifters. I mean, look at that one with the shaved head and all the metalwork in the ears. Is that male or female?
As a matter of fact, it's my boyfriend.
Is it? Really? Stuart's paintings are sort of... Well, aren't they?
What?
Well, I suppose the word really is dull.
dull.
Yes, I mean, they look like what they're meant to look like. I don't really see the point of painting like that. Fair enough, it's well done, but a half-decent photograph would look even more like what the painting's meant to look like, with much less effort.
I don't think a photograph would be exactly the same thing.
No, it wouldn't. That's the point. It'd be better. And now, you can get photographs printed on this kind of canvas effect paper, so it looks even more like a painting.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes. You know, if Leonardo da Vinci were doing portraits today, he'd take Polaroids.
Mm.
Save a lot of time, because he could sort of rattle off a whole bundle of Mona Lisas and pick the one with the best smile.
Mm.
Oh, I don't claim to know a lot about art.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
But I know there's a lot of rubbish talked about the subject. I mean, these critics who spout on about art in the papers, they don't know anything.
Don't they?
No, it's just an excuse for them to use a lot of long words. I tell you, I've got more instinct for art in my little finger than a whole lot of them put together.
Have you?
Hmm. Do you know anything about art?
Well, I thought I did, but having listened to you, I've clearly been labouring under a misapprehension all these years.
Oh, don't you worry about it. Just use a random selection of long words and nobody will know you're talking cobblers.
I'll have another of those, thanks. Take the empty.
So, what random selection of long words would you use to describe Stuart's work? If you were writing a review of it, that is.
Yeah. I'd say, his paintings have a vibrant plandency that accentuates the divergences of normality in a postmodernist ethos in which the actual is all too easily subsumed into the virtual.
Oh, not so fast. I don't want to miss a single one of your pearls of wisdom.
Don't you? Oh, all right. Subsumed into the virtual and at the same time extrapolated by a series of intertextual anomalies.
Oh, into... well, dear darling.
Evening, Victoria. Sorry, I didn't notice you over there. That blue of yours just seems to melt into the background.
I know. Roger, my angel, how lovely to see you.
Charlotte, sweetie, that dress looks wonderful.
Well, you have to make an effort, don't you?
Oh, God.
But, Roger, how original to think of wearing a suit.
Well, you know.
And a grey suit at that. What a statement. Unlike...
My name's Rupert Chadwick.
Ah, purple. Now, that does say something.
Oh?
Don't you think that colours speak? Each one has its own urgency, its own time code, its own sell-by date.
You're not a critic by any chance, are you?
Oh, not professionally. She just tears people apart as a hobby. I'm Charlotte Graves, the actress.
Oh. Sure, I've heard of you.
If you've been to the theatre or watched television for the last 5 years, no.
Vicky?
Hello, everyone.
Ah.
Thanks for coming. Rupert, good to see you.
The man himself. Congratulations, Stuart. I think this exhibition represents a significant step forward in your work, particularly the nudes. You're doing something very different with the flesh tones there.
Well, bless you for saying so. But, Rupert, may I introduce the most important woman in the world? Well, in my world, anyway. Rupert Chadwick, this is Anna Rowlands.
Well, of course, I recognize you.
Oh, yes.
What a stunning dress. Where did that come from?
A little present I gave Anna as thanks for the way she supported me while I was getting this exhibition together.
It was no hardship. I enjoyed doing it.
You stay around, Stuart, Anna. I forbid you to leave him. Something's doing wonders for his work, and I think it must be you.
Yes, Anna's my muse.
And your model, of course. I'd like to take a closer look at those life studies of yours.
Yes, I'm really pleased with the way they've worked out.
See you in a minute, do you not?
Well, really?
Anna's looking pretty bloody good, isn't she? Very definitely Isabella LePaul.
Do you know what she was wearing? It was a Gucci.
Oh, I thought it was a dress.
I really think that's over the top. I mean, this is only a private view, after all. I'm afraid our sister's a bit overdressed for the occasion.
Oh, but it's not just for this. Stuart's taking her off to dinner at the Ivy afterwards.
Is he? And I don't suppose we get included in that, too, do we?
Of course we don't. As you said, this is Anna's day, after all.
No, it's not. It's Stuart's day. Anna's just an appendage.
Oh, look, there's Greville Parkinson.
The actor.
Mm. Yoo-hoo, Greville! Haven't seen me.
Yes, and he's leaving, isn't he?
He was on his way out anyway before he saw me. I'm going to circulate.
See you later.
Mm.
I say, Victoria,
What
do you think that purple-suited Johnny meant when he said that Anna was Stuart's model?
Well, I don't know. I thought he just... Oh, good heavens.
Yes, I thought that one up there looked a bit familiar.
Face?
Yes, the face, of course.
This is awful. My own sister exposing herself to all these people. I mean, it's... Well, Anna's not like that.
Everyone's naked under their clothes, you know.
Roger, when I want fatuous philosophical sound bites from you, I will ask for them.
Sorry.
But I mean, it's... Do you realize what this means?
Possibly.
It means Stuart knows what Anna looks like without her clothes on.
Well, they are lovers.
Yes, but even so... Well, you'd never do that to me, Roger, would you?
What?
Paint me without my clothes on.
No, I'd never do that. I mean, for a start, I can't paint.
Thank goodness.
But I wouldn't if I could. Rest assured, old thing, your crinkly body is a secret that's safe with me.
Thank you, Roger.
It does rather make one look at Anna with different eyes, though, doesn't it?
I hope not.
No, I didn't mean in any, not in any sort of, but it never occurred to me that she had...
Roger!
No, fine. This one of the Norman farmhouses is rather nice, isn't it? Sort of the way the light kind of, you know, isn't it?
There's an awful party. Nobody knows who I am.
Well, nobody knows who I am either.
No, but you'd expect that. I'm a media person and you, well, you're just you.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, don't worry. Everyone at this party will remember you.
What do you mean?
You'll be remembered as the wife of the very drunken man who insisted on sharing his views about the female nude with everyone.
Oh, don't criticise Roger. He's had a stressful day.
I should think every day is stressful for someone married to you.
Listen, Charlotte, I've just about had enough of your continual sniping.
My continual sniping? You've tried to undermine me ever since the day I was born.
Not nearly as much as you've tried to undermine me.
Oh, you cut the end off one of my plaits with Mummy's thinking shears when I was going to Susie Ormerod's 7th birthday party. And you filled up my first perfume spray with disinfectant.
Only because you put slugs in my...
Hello, you two. We're just off for dinner.
Oh, well. Hope you have a very nice time.
Yes. After all, Anna, it is your day.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what on earth's the matter?
I think we should be off, Anna, darling.
But I can't just leave.
Straight away.
Yes, of course, Stuart. Bye.
Go on, my proud beauty. In you come to my lair.
Are you going to show me your etchings?
Oh, I do not do etchings. I do paintings.
Oh?
Original paintings. Original, very successful paintings. But if someone wants to etch something from one of my paintings, they're entirely at liberty to do so. Etch away, they can etch away, provided, of course, that they pay the appropriate royalty.
That was a wonderful dinner.
I'll say, part of a wonderful day.
Mm.
One more bottle of champagne to crown the celebrations.
I don't need any more to drink.
It's not about need, reason not the need. It's about celebrating and needing to celebrate. It's about the realization of a lot of ambitions, the feeling that, yes, there is life in the old dog, yet the feeling that life is definitely going to go on indefinitely and will just get better and better.
Of course it will.
And I couldn't have done any of it without you.
Rubbish. You have always had it in you.
Maybe, but it needed you to bring it out. I was so chuffed in the ivy when that bloke came across and introduced himself and said he'd been to the private view.
And I didn't catch his name. What was it?
Oh, don't worry about his name. Just take my word for it. He is one very serious collector. Oh, that was the best moment. When he came across to our table and asked how he could contact me, it was blissful.
The perfect climax to a perfect day. Your day.
Yours too. And, by the way, we haven't got to the climax yet. I think we should take our champagne glasses through to the bedroom.
Sounds good to me.
Then let's do it.
Yes. Oh, Stuart. I'll be through in a minute. I think I should just...
Phone your bloody sisters.
Yes.
Oh, Anna. All right. All right. You do that. You'll know where to find me.
Yes. I won't be long, promise.
Hello?
Charlotte? It's me, Anna.
Oh. Nice of you to take the trouble to call.
Well, I felt bad about leaving you at the private view like that, arguing with Victoria.
I wasn't arguing with her. She was arguing with me. And I wanted the evening to be such a happy occasion for you. After all, it was your day. I trust Vicky to spoil it. She's always sniping away at me, always trying to undermine my confidence. Just because she's still married, even to that oaf Roger, she thinks she's got something over on me, as if she's superior to me in some way. But deep down, she's just vicious and jealous. She always has been. Do you know, when I got my first perfume spray, I was so proud of it, and Vicky emptied out all the perfume and filled it with disinfectant. And that's just typical of the kind of thing she used to do to me.
Hello?
Victoria, it's me.
Oh, hello, Anna.
I just rang to see if you and Roger were all right.
Roger's dead to the world.
Oh, no surprise there.
And if I'm all right, it's no thanks to Charlotte.
No. No, but then you mean you are all right.
No, I'm not all right. How could I ever be all right with Charlotte constantly sniping away at me, constantly undermining my confidence? I wanted this evening to be magical, Anna. For you. It was your day after all, but bloody Charlotte behaved like the selfish little brat she always was. Do you remember when I was all dressed up ready to go to Susie Ormerod's 7th birthday party? Charlotte took Mummy's pinky. She has a delivery cut off one of my plaids, and that's just typical of the way she always...
Sorry about that, Stuart. Here now. Stuart, I... Oh, Stuart, I'm sorry. This was meant to be your day, and... Oh, I'm just so sorry.
No Commitments starred Rosemary Leach as Anna, Celia Imrie as Charlotte, and Angela Thorne as Victoria, with Bill Nye as Roger, Edward D'Souza as Stuart, and Christian Rodsker as Rupert. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.